It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The sixth most popular website in the world is Baidu. Doesn't ring a bell? You probably don't live in China, where Baidu is the most popular search engine. Under a new agreement, Baidu will start using Microsoft's Bing search engine to return English language results. Microsoft, like Baidu, will have to go along with the Chinese government's policy of censoring what can be seen online. Search for Tiananmen Square massacre on Baidu, not going to find much. Rebecca McKinnon is with the New America Foundation.
The Chinese government expects internet companies operating in China to censor and police user content. So all of these companies, including Baidu, they're expected to exercise what the Chinese government calls self-discipline, and they actually give out an award for this. And Robin Li, the CEO of Baidu, was actually a recipient of this award a couple years ago. So Baidu is receiving instructions really daily from the Chinese government about what websites need to be delisted, what kinds of search results need to be blocked. Some people call this just-in-time censorship, in that, you know, with news developments, the censorship directives change.
Microsoft says it respects the laws of countries where it does business and behaves accordingly. The company declined an invitation to be interviewed. Chris MacDonald of the Clarkson Center for Business Ethics and Board Effectiveness at University of Toronto says people connected to Microsoft are going to have more questions.
Well, they're going to want to know the extent to which Microsoft is going to be cooperating with the sort of censorship program that the Chinese government has in place and insists that companies comply with, and whether Microsoft thinks that there's some way of justifying sort of the being complicit in those kinds of rights violations.
In many ways, Microsoft is going down the same road Google already traveled. Years ago, Google launched a Chinese operation and complied with the government's demands.
It faced the same kind of challenge and at least originally decided that it was worth the trade-off. And they were kind of quite public about wrestling with the issue. And some of their senior folks said, you know, we realize there are reasons on both sides, but we think all in all it's better to be in China than to be out of China. But then just a few years later, they decided that they couldn't do it anymore.
How is this situation different from where Google tried and ultimately just walked away?
Well, certainly there's no obvious difference, and I think that's one of the main questions people should be asking Microsoft is, okay, if it wasn't okay for Google 5 years ago, why is it okay for you now? What has changed in China? What's different in your approach? You know, what is it that should make us any more comfortable with you being in China in 2011 than we were with Google being in China in 2006?
Learn more at marketplacetech.org. Soul Wax is a DJ duo from Belgium. Their latest offering, Radio Soul Wax, has been released not as an album, but as a free app for Android and iPhone. It features hour-long mixes with animations based on the songs being sampled. There are 4 mixes on there now, but the app will be updated until there are 24 hours of music on it. Later this month, Bjork will release 10 musical apps, each based on a song and with games, animations, and, we're told, academic essays. Hooray, academic essays! I miss the local record store, too, but there are also some pretty amazing things happening in the record store in your pocket. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.